Maybe this is what Trump was talking about. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Donald Trump is standing by his story about what he saw on 9/11.
And I watched in Jersey City, New Jersey, where thousands and thousands of people were cheering as that building was coming down.
No media outlet has been able to find any such video from Jersey City. But now we may have an explanation for what he thinks he remembers. It turns out that just after 9/11, reporter Jim Galloway of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution decided to follow up on a report that five men who worked for a moving company had driven to a waterfront park in Jersey City and were seen taking pictures of themselves clowning around with the towers burning across the river. Passersby called police, who picked them up on suspicion of being terrorists, and it was reported on the news. Galloway wrote in his blog on Sunday that back in November of 2001, he managed to track down a colleague who worked for the same moving company and who verified that they were all arrested and held for about 2 months in the FBI roundups after 9/11. Here's the kicker, though. Galloway traced this guy to the city of Nazareth. He and his friends were undocumented Israelis. So you can indeed say, as Trump later said on ABC, that there, quote, were people cheering.
There were people cheering as that building came down, as those buildings came down.
But if he's referring to what happened in Jersey City, there were five of them, and they were Israelis. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.